Es una bendición grande poder estar en el lugar donde el hermano Branham desea.
It is a great blessing to be able to be in the place where Brother Branham desired to be, and to be in the place where Brother William also desired to be. You may say, but he was there. He was able to be there and walk, and he was able to speak in certain places. But I'm referring to the place and the moment in which each one of us are living, in the time of the fulfillment, of what God would be carrying out here. In other words, notice, two messengers like them, they desired to be in this place, and you had that blessing. And it's not that we are thinking highly of ourselves, but that God, by predestination, already had it that way. And for them to have brought the message that God gave through them, his time was up and God took him. That is how it's been in each age and in each dispensation. When God finishes with a messenger, it is then time to take him away, even if that messenger desires, asks, and everything, if he is not the messenger to be present in the time of the fulfillment of those promises that remain, there is already a program and God takes him away. But notice that something very important happened with Brother William, and it was that he asked for more time and God allowed him to have it. Now, why did he give him that time? Is something very meaningful and very important, because it was to carry out such an exceedingly great work, and at the same time so simple that humanity did not realize it. The elected, we realized what happened there. And just as Elisha was there at the end, when God was going to take Elijah from his midst, he said to him, "If you see me before I leave, it will be granted to you." In other words, there was a very important request there that Elisha made, a double portion. Did not want anything, huh? And that was because he knew who was the God that was working through Elijah. It was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And at this end time, for the fulfillment of the tenth vision, notice, Brother Branham saw an instrument there. Because if there is a people, and there is a time, a place, well, the instrument of God, on behalf of God, cannot be left out. And he saw that the pillar of fire was speaking to someone. But notice that first came the word. He was what? Speaking. He's showing us the order. Then, after the altar call is made, that has an order, see? Then he sees him moving toward that little room, and the line begins to work and achieve results. There is the vindication. So, everything is a process where that part of speaking to that person has a period of time, which is the first thing that God is carrying out in this third pool. Although, as we approach the peak part, God progressively fulfills the others, and each one of those stages interlinks one with the other. And when Brother Branham went to, I don't know if someone has the book of quotations around, or the writing. I'm not sure if it's... Let's see who has the book of quotations around, where he says that, I'll bring Meta in, and I see what happens, what takes place, something like that. And then in the other one, he says, two sisters. On 2:12, also says that when he says, as soon as I went in, the discernment continued. In other words, he began to see the same thing he saw and was happening in his ministry, the discernment, which is the second pool. And he did not go on to that part of the miracles that he saw in the tenth vision, because he desired for it to be fulfilled in his time. And he tried to... Let us see. It is 2:11. It was 2:16. But let me see 2:11. It's 2:11. I would begin from the other page at the bottom. But not to read the whole, it says, we're going to have to read it. 2:11, page 25. And it's been told me some time ago by a vision that the Lord gave me. Some years ago, I suppose, or maybe a little more. I have it wrote out in a book at home of a changing of a ministry. And then some time ago, I was in a vision and I saw a large tent. Oh, it was a mammoth, big affair. And I had just been speaking. See, first the word. He had just been speaking. And many souls were at the altar and were just kind of weeping with their hands up, quietly and softly. A nice, gentle-spoken man came out to the platform and said, now they will form the prayer line while Brother Branham is making ready. And I was standing that way, of course, the prayer line would be to my left. And I noticed a crowd of people that seemed to cover a city block or more that was standing in line. There was a little building, a wooden building, inside of this tent. And there was a woman standing there, a man, one taking names. And people were going in on crutches and stretchers. This excerpt is from one of the times that he talks about this vision. There are details here, see, that he does not mention in 97 and 3:11. But he mentions some important facts here. People were going in on crutches and stretchers and coming out the other side walking. Well, and I wondered what all taking place in there. And then that angel of the Lord, whose picture you see here, he went from me and went right over that little building and stood there, then went down. And a voice spoke and said, I'll meet you in that place. Well, now I've looked forward for that time. Imagine, he longed for that time. Wow, and you and I are here. In the place where he longed to be, he tried to make his feet reach here, down, where you have them, here. Notice, that is something great. We don't have words to thank God. And I am hoping and trusting to God that sometime during this week that I want to use this little room over here for a prayer room. He wanted to kind of trigger it, because prophets, notice, God gives them as much as He wants to give them, and He gives it to them progressively. Notice, He let him go all the way over there to Cairo, and he seemed to be doing well, and God was letting him. How many people must have moved heaven and earth? They printed Bibles and all that. And then at the end, he tells him, you have to go back. And anyone may say, Brother Branham made a mistake. Well, it's not that he made a mistake or did not make a mistake. What happened is that God had not given him the revelation. Notice, it is like when he said that the bride had to go through the great tribulation. There you can see that he then corrects it and says, no, the bride will not go through the great tribulation because God was giving him more light each time. That is why the messages of Brother William, when they were preached in those years, later on, he speaks and says, God went on increasing the light. And that is why you cannot take those messages and put them just like that. Whoever does that is an irresponsible person. But that is already a matter between him and God. He will give an account to God for that, and for the harm he causes or would cause among the people. They think they're doing something good. No, we're not hiding anything from the people. But neither are we hiding anything. We are following the guidelines of Brother William, his instructions, not to put messages just as they are. Rather, there is an order. And since there is an order, one must know how to follow that order. And we should never say, no, he's never wrong. And then take the part of Brother Branham which says, the bride goes through the great tribulation. Are you going to put that? No, right? Well, then you have to put the part where God gave him more light. Don't be irresponsible. In other words, for some things, yes, we have to put it all. For others, no, no, we can't put that. Well, then, which one is it? But since they do not have the revelation and the prophetic insight, they cannot understand those things, and instead what they do is attack. But that was already prophesied, and they have to fulfill that part. Each one fulfills the part that pertains to them. It is like when he told him there, on that occasion, he told him because he was speaking with the Father in that prayer that he made in chapter 17 of John, Father, all those you gave me. Chapter 17 of the Gospel according to John, if you can find it quickly there. Is manifested. Let us see where. The verse, which verse is it? It's because this one. No, it's not marked there. Mark it. Father, I would that they also who thou hast given me be with me where I am. Yes, but where it says, none of them was lost. Let's look for the exact verse to avoid reading the whole thing. That exact verse says, those that you gave me, none of them was lost. But the son of perdition, or it says something like that. It should be around 17, or verse 17 of 17. The 12th. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. In other words, those who God notice at this end time, are under the ministry under the tent, that ministry can say, those that you gave me, I have kept. Notice, because he made that gathering, but within that group, there needed to be a separation or segregation, which would be carried out at this end time, which is what is being seen. And that, the only one who can do that is the angel of the Lord. Notice, operating the ministries of Moses and Elijah. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Notice that from a group that God gave Jesus, there were people There they are represented in Judas. Only one, see, a small group, was lost. In other words, left the group. And that represents those who have left and turned their back to the fulfillment of what was foreshadowed by the Reverend William Branham and by the good tidings that were brought to us by Dr. William Soto Santiago. That little group that left, notice where they are represented. And it's hard to say it, but things are spoken clearly, and as they are. We are in a time parallel to the time of Jesus. And remember that everyone is receiving the same message, but the attitude and the effect made by that word, in other words, before the word, which the person takes, the groups they belong to are being identified, because the third pool is for all the groups, for the bride, for the foolish, and for the lost. Therefore, with the behavior of each group, each group is vindicating that ministry. Notice, in other words, the attitude that each group takes up, without realizing it, they vindicate that man, that ministry, because it is producing in those groups or in those people, it is producing the effect for which that minister was sent for. And they become so noticeable that one can see them well identified. It is something that was spoken that way. It unlocked. So we can read that part to finish there. It was something that was spoken secretly, perhaps in a way like enclosed, so that it would not be known how we would be. And it was spoken generally, because there was going to be a time in which that separation, that segregation, was going to be carried out through those ministries. Now, he goes on to say here where we stopped. And I'm hoping and trusting to God that sometime during this week that I want to use this little room over here for a prayer room and to take the sick and afflicted in and see if he will meet me and start at the tabernacle again on the new ministry. I would sure love to see it done. I would sure love to see it done. We love it. Because we know that once that time comes, we are so near. Everything interlaces. Everything happens progressively. I do not know what it is, my friends. I do not have any idea what it will be. But he who listens now, I trust that it will be something more to help his poor, sick, suffering children of this day. I wanted to try to find out, when we got in the first time, if I could send my wife in there. If not, then in bringing women through, we'll bring them two at a time, two women at a time, coming through. So I'm not saying it will work either way, just so that you would know, because it's already been said that we were looking for something new to take place, and we are. But now I don't say that he told me it would take place where I seen in the vision was in a tent, but of course it might take place anywhere, anytime. So we're looking forward to it, because everything happens in a progressive way, and that stage could begin in a country. But notice, we have already passed many stages. In these days, we passed one very important, in such a simple way, but it was something so great in the divine program. And notice that then, after all that, notice the amount of people. Tomorrow, they're around about 50 or more. And last night, I was reading there, and he showed me something in a part that I was reading, where is the third pool, an excerpt of a booklet. And I took a picture because I thought, Oh, later on I have to send an audio. But I think we can send this one to Brother Miguel. And in that way we sent the greeting to Brother Miguel. And I was going around with that picture of... Let's finish up this part here, because notice, he says, 216, that is the one I was referring to before. That's from page 26. Now, last evening, I took a group into the prayer room in here, for just to see if the new ministry that has been promised would come into existence in the tabernacle. So he was tricking with it, to see if it would work. That's what he is saying. Has been promised would come into existence in the tabernacle here before we hit the tent. Well, now as far as I know, there was nothing. That is when he went in. Just as soon as I went in there, the Spirit of the Lord came in and he just started discerning the spirits and telling the people of their troubles and so forth. Do you know something? I hadn't said this. We spoke the night before last, at home, I think. And do you know something? And we were going to say it on the 29th. But there's a simple meeting where ministers are going to be connected. And we're going to speak a few things, but it's simple and short. On Sunday when they came in, when I invited them to come in, there to the office, this that you hear there that he says, the Holy Spirit began to discern. Something happened there. And you could see the vibe of each one. But it was something very tremendous. And there that interlace begins to be seen between that ministry that was discerning to go on to the next stage. If it was a moment where something began, it was also the first time when Eneida was around there. Something happened there as well. And that Sunday it was more prominent because it was to greet everyone. And strong words were used there. That Sarita was next to me, and she recorded. Without permission, but she recorded. I have that audio stored, and it hasn't come out yet. We spoke about half an hour, but something very important happened there, in which God is given time to fix things. And well, that filled me with joy because God is in mercy toward the bride, toward the church. Because then, notice that Ananias and Sapphira, they thought they could get away with things when it came to Peter because he had given them time. They had already given, for sure they were with them for some days. Why did they have to lie to him? All they had to do was tell him the truth. Look, I have this house, I sold it. See, money was involved. And above all, well, the lie. Look, I sold it for $10 to give a number. I sold it in $10, but I'm going to keep $9 and I'll give $1 to that. And that was fine. Or they could have said, I sold it in $10, I'm going to keep them. I can't give anything now. So that was fine. That was not the problem. The problem was that they should have been sincere. Being sincere. Now, something happened there. Notice that all starts in an interlace in all areas because it impacts all areas here. By that Sunday, we're going to have, if we're going to be assisting someone, that is a case of a sickness that the person may have, or a petition they have of his own. Not to come now with a list of people that are somewhere else, because remember that the miracles and healness will be international. A person doesn't have to come representing somebody else. So whoever comes in, must have a need, the person, or for a baby, for their baby or for the person who is sick at that moment. And thus, the opportunity is given to them. Rather than have 30 people in the line to greet them, and have one person at the end of the line who is real sick, and he cannot make it here because he gets tired or has to do something to keep his health. Maybe he has to eat at a certain time, and he has to leave, and then he misses his turn to go in. So let us be aware of all of that. And rather, let us take our time. If God gives us to speak a little bit, we'll speak some. If not, we'll be grateful to Him for having that day that they will be hearing the Word. But to take that time to take care of the people who have a need, and that they may have a physical need or a spiritual need. And thus, notice, everything is being intertwined. And Brother Branham noticed. Let's finish here. Right there. He says, just soon as I went in there, the Spirit of the Lord came in, and He just started discerning the spirits and telling the people of their troubles and so forth. And today, in their interviews, the Holy Spirit was wonderful today. And it seemed like that maybe it's just going to continue on for a while until that tent comes in. In other words, that second pool would extend until the tent. Up under the same ministry that I've had. Because in the interviews today, there were four great outstanding visions took place in the interviews. So seemingly, maybe, I will continue on until that maybe the tent starts, or wherever it is, He has chosen to begin to declare His name in a new way. But when it does, it will be just as perfect as the others, as the first and second pool. I'm trusting to God that it will be greater than the others, not because of our ministry, but because of the sick and needy people. There is such a need in the land today. See? Because of the sick and needy people. That is why I will reiterate that on Sundays, which is the day that we have that time there, notice, you will see how that will extend to a greater scale. But it always starts in a simple and progressive way, and not just to be there waiting to go and greet. The people may already know that your feeling of greeting and blessing and receive blessing, God already sees it in your heart. And you are also blessed with the intention that you have in your heart. But don't now start saying, well, to go in there to greet him, I'm going to say that I have such and such a illness. Be careful, because that's what happened to that person who tried to tempt the Holy Spirit. I would like to find that story. He came in. You're healthy. Go ahead. No, I have such and such a thing. Oof. He ended up worse. Notice, trying to make Brother Branham look bad. Because there are many like that, who are mockers. And they try and think that they can do whatever they want with the God creator of heavens and earth. They mess with the last person they should have messed with. And since they do not see the work, they do not see who is behind that instrument, well, they think it's that person himself. Keep leaning that way. Here it said, it's going to backfire on you. What God is doing is not a joke. This is more serious than what people can imagine. God is a serious, just man. But first, He gives the warning. It is spoken. How many times have we said it? Repeatedly. If you don't understand something, shut your mouth. If you don't understand something, don't speak, don't criticize. But since they also have to fulfill scriptures, because the third pool is for all groups, there they are fulfilling the part that corresponds to them. Notice in this message, let us see, I took a picture of it somewhere here. The reproach for the cause of the word, he says, page 21. Now we find out here that these people, they was trying to manufacture something, Hagar and Sarah, to help Abraham, help God to make his promise come true. You can't do that. There's no way at all of doing it. It's against everything. God's word is going to happen anyhow. You've just got to stand right on the word and say, it's this way, and keep the word. In other words, as God said it, well, that's the way it is. And let us hold on to that word and stand fast, without doubting it. Maybe Abraham's friend say, Father of nations, Father of many, how many children do you have now? Scoffers. Now, haven't you seen the time? Haven't we seen it? When sometimes we pray for something, it didn't happen. Here sit an old man, they say, he's blind, he's deaf, he's dumb, he's sick, he's done this. Go over there and heal him, you divine healer, and we'll believe you. That's what they said to Brother Branham. Now he keeps saying, don't they realize it? That's the same devil that said, come off the cross and I'll believe you. Turn these stones into bread and I'll believe it. See, that same devil that tied a rag around our Lord's eyes and hit him on the head with a stick and said, now, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you and we'll believe you. Look, already identifying who are the ones working in those people. What is behind them? Because there is always a spirit behind things. It's either a spirit of God or it's a spirit of the devil. That's why when they say, go ahead, let him give out the cards, so you can see that nothing will happen. How many have spoken those words? Go ahead, let him do that, nothing will happen. See, that is the spirit of the demon, of the devil, that was back then working, using other instruments, the very same spirit. And when one sees that, one says, fulfilling scriptures, blasphemers, mockers, and all that. Hey, they are fulfilling scriptures. And one looks down yonder, oh, they are the same ones. The only thing is they change their face. Now, they are modern, but they have to carry out all that. Sometimes they go idle and they must go on, so that all that part that corresponds to them is fulfilled. So that with righteousness, because God is a righteous God, they receive what they are going to receive. In other words, they are categorized as that group of Dathan, Abiram, and Korah as well. And it was more noticeable back then, because the earth opened up and they went down alive. The same thing will happen in the time of the Great Tribulation. They will enter alive to the Great Tribulation. And it's not the first time we speak about this. We have been saying this since the first day. If you do not understand something, shut up. But since they cannot shut up, because they are demons, they have to express themselves. They have to speak. We have to let them speak, so they can fulfill their part. But we are quite mature understanding all of that. It hurts us because we are human. And anyone may say, but why is he doing it? Because he is the one who started to talk. Well, that is the work of God. That would be carried out in the separation, the segregation between right and wrong. And that is what he's producing. And for the people of God in that instrument, they will say, the scriptures are being fulfilled. We do not start complaining. Instead, we focus on the promise as an elect of God, as the bride, that promise is for us. And there is when you should thank God the most, that you have been able to see, you have been able to understand, and that you're part of that group of chosen of God, of whom he has come to get, to take them to the marriage supper of the Lamb. In other words, we are not going around complaining, oh, but look, they're talking about, let them keep fulfilling scriptures. We will fulfill ours, which is to continue receiving the rapturing faith, the transformation faith. Say, Father of nations. I read that already. Tell us who hit you. Well, he knows who hit him. He could have turned those stones to bread. Oh, he could have come off the cross. But what would we be today if he had? See, if he could have done, Jesus could have done everything they ask him every time. For example, if he had come off the cross, which he could have done, and showed them there, but where would we be at? If he had what? Hesitated. We can't hesitate. May God help us not to hesitate, to remain steadfast, that nothing, no comments, no photos, no things, no anything, make us hesitate. Instead, may it fortify us more, may it make us more firm in the Word, in the promises. They don't know the program of God. What did Abraham? Why here you prayed for so-and-so and they didn't get well? They may have told Brother Branham that back then. That doesn't matter. If I pray for 10,000 tonight and 10,000 die in the morning, tomorrow night I'll still anointing the sick and praying for them. Because the divine program is to be fulfilled when He says for it to be fulfilled. But we must always move forward. And it is like the doors in the supermarkets and stores. If you don't walk forward, oh, it's closed. But walk to see how it opens. And you walk forward and poof, it opens. You can't even hit it with your head because they open so quickly. That is how it is at this time. The doors are opening so quickly that just by looking at them, they open up. Have your look of faith always on the promises, so you can see how they open faster than you can imagine. If I pray for 10,000 tonight and 10,000 die in the morning, tomorrow night, I'll still anointing the sick and praying for them. God says so, doesn't stop it a bit. God promised it, I believe it, certainly. Don't make any difference what they say, still, but they'll scoff. That's the reproach of the Word. In other words, don't think it was all going to be a walk in the park. We were all going to be chilling, as we say. But rather, there was going to be a trial, a struggle. And to hear all of that, well, one feels one, well, as human, but we don't hesitate. Rather, it affirms more that we are in the right group. That group of which Jesus said, those that you gave me, none of them was lost, but the son of perdition, of which those people are represented in Judas Iscariot. As simple as that. The group that remained was the group He gave to the Holy Spirit. And that is how it is at this time. From over there, for sure, He must be happy. Looking at you all, and confirming what He said, that there would be a people receiving the rapturing faith in a great tent cathedral. Those are my children, thus says the Holy Spirit. Because notice, who is Gabriel? The Holy Spirit. That is such a great mystery, which is quite open, in which that Holy Spirit, Brother Branham says that on page 154, when this Holy Spirit that we have, they had it back then. We had Him in the time of our Brother William. But notice, He was not crowned in any of those manifestations. Because we were living in the dispensation of grace. And one says that, and that's why they gnash their teeth, and they quickly go looking back. He said it right here, that we were. But now what one feels is a second-hand embarrassment. Worthy of what was it? Of pity. The word worthy isn't hardly used anymore. But notice how then He was showing, and by revelation, because all revelation comes from above, from heaven, from the sixth dimension. And with all that revelation that we have received, we understood everything He was speaking to us, everything He spoke to us in the middle, and everything He spoke to us at the end, already showing that we were living at the end of the dispensation of grace, and that in the dispensation of the kingdom is when those promises that were not fulfilled were going to be fulfilled. And when this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate to us, the one that is in our midst now in the form of the Holy Ghost, becomes incarnate to us in the person of Jesus Christ, will crown Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because He has come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to carry out that claiming work of everything He redeemed with His blood. But they'll scoff. That's the reproach of the word. Abraham standing on God's word, finally it was fulfilled. But there's a time in which God is giving the revelation and the rapturing faith. And in that time is also when all the people come out, all the mockers and all those people who tempt. Give them out. Do this so you can see that nothing happens. Do this, do that. God has a time. And He also had to give them their time so that what's in their heart could come out. And since they have to listen, because it's not that they do not want to, it's that they have to listen. Like the group of unbelievers as well, of the world. The foolish have to listen, and the bride is listening. All the groups are listening. As much as they try, at some point they press the play button, or they share the audio. Listen to what he said here. They have to listen to it. And one knows the effect it makes when they talk and express themselves. And there you will see the different groups being expressing themselves. If everything would have happened as soon as he left in 2019, the house would have been filthy. And God doesn't want the house filthy. He doesn't want dirty mouth. People like that would not enter into the kingdom of the Messiah. As simple as that. First, the house has to be cleansed. And there is a cleaning time for God then to establish that kingdom. Because those people cannot be there in that kingdom. Anyone would have believed that way. That is why at that time, when they said to him, if you are the Son of God, get off that cross. If he would have come off, imagine. But even so, you can see, he resurrects right under their noses. And even so, they did not believe. Cards can be given out. People can be healed. If people do not come out healed, they will say, see, I told you so. He came in just the same as he came out. You know what? He came out limping even more. But notice, Brother Branham says, if it doesn't happen, I'll keep praying. Because further on, notice, God will fulfill it. One's part is to take the step. And God is the one who works. Because the work is God's. Look, she was healed. Oh, the devil performed miracles also. In other words, he who is an unbeliever is an unbeliever. It doesn't matter how you give it to them, how you show it to them. They will not believe. But the elect of God will remain steadfast, hope against hope, to receive that promise that we so much long for, which is the new body. All is going to be an interlace, and it is being an interlace. Now remember that the devil is not a creator. Let us see when someone comes out with a leg that they were missing, and he comes out with his leg. We'll see what they'll do, because the devil cannot create. And there are many things that later on will be fulfilled when they see. And the moment will come when they will say, truly, God was there. But it will then be too late for those people. Notice God's patience, still giving them time, giving them time. And they dig themselves deeper into the hole. They sink deeper. Instead of being by logic, if they could use their logic, but the pride and all those things that inclines them to say that all that is of the devil. And these are doors that they have not conquered yet. And they stay there like, I have opened these ones, but they have still some closed. You may help me with this, but you cannot come in here. This door is private. You cannot enter here, Lord. You have to open all the doors to the Lord. so he can help you. But if you leave one closed, how would you pretend for God to help you? God has to conquer all the doors in you and overcome them. And then God will carry out the work. While the devil is there whispering and searching your life and putting more things in there, God will not work with you. Now notice. The reproach of barrenness, first, she was nearly 100 years old. She was 90, with the word of God that said she would also be princess, a mother of this child. And she and Abraham, barren, both of their bodies as well as dead. But yet they never doubt that word, one bit. But they had to stand first. And then, hallelujah, God kept his word. In that dark hour, Isaac was born. And his seed is like the sand of the sea or the stars of heaven. See, God always answers his word. Yes, barrenness first, then Isaac. Zechariah and Elizabeth, likewise, that old man and old woman, still holding on. And when Zechariah come up there and could write out in his slate and said, an angel met me, told me I'll bring forth a child with Elizabeth, my old wife here. I can't talk no more. I'm dumb. I will be dumb till the day the baby is born. But there is coming a baby, and he's going to be the prophet of the highest. He'll introduce the morning star. He's a forerunner of the Messiah. And there he writes, Revelation 2:28, 22:16. And he also writes, the morning star. And he continues there. But notice how we have to keep going, whether or not there is mocking, because the morning star has been shining, which is the coming of the Lord, which is the second coming of the Lord. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star, says Revelation 22:16. The morning star. It has been a great privilege for me to be able to talk like this with you. Oh my, time flies. We can send this greeting to our brother Miguel Bermudez Marin there in Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico, with the Reverend Liberato. Abraham Liberato. May God bless everyone over there in Acapulco and in every place where they are gathered. They're in Africa. I think they have a gathering today. Or they were gathered today. Because there is 8 or 7 hours of difference. In other words, over there is like later. It is later there. It's about 2:46. But the activity was in the morning. So to all the brethren there in Africa, may God bless them wherever the Reverend, our brother Reverendo Bruno Cooper is. And may God also keep him from all danger, watch over him, and may the visit over there to that whole area of Africa continue to be a blessing. I'm on the group of followers of the message of Brother Branham, whom are receiving the teaching under the tent. He was telling me that they were from the line of Joseph Branham. In other words, they were always connected with Joseph Branham. And now they're connected with the Great Tent Cathedral. Since January of this year, they are connecting. For sure, also with our friend and brother, Joseph Branham, because they also put over there, they have a subject. On Sundays, they always have a subject. These are messages of Brother Branham. It is the foundation, the platform, of what we are seeing in fulfillment today. In other words, that is why Brother William said, search the messages of Brother Branham. Have the book of the seals, quotations and the ages and everything. Because as he said, the fulfillment of his coming would be, we would be on the lookout so that we do not miss it. As he said it, that's how it's going to be fulfilled. So therefore, all those messages, well, we see now, when God is fulfilling each stage, and we saw it there, and look, this is what he spoke of, and this here as well. And you start identifying each one of the things. So may God bless you and keep you. And to everyone there, may God continue showing you the whole picture and opening your understanding to all the brethren who are receiving the teaching under the tent. All those ministers, and may you take those teachings to your congregations as well, so that God continues to prepare all those who will be raptured. May God bless you and keep you all, the morning star. And we have seen the morning star in its fulfillment. We have seen the morning star. May God bless you and keep you all. Today is what? Saturday, May 25th of this year, 2024. The year flew by because we have almost reached half the year, June. And then 6 more months and Christmas things will be in stores. And I'm like, we're barely in August and there are already Christmas things, see? Before you know it, it's already December. June is an important month as well. Look, this year it falls on the 16th, right? It falls on a Sunday, on the 16th of June of 2002. Brother William sent for me to be anointed. And that's how our brother Miguel did so. In other words, it's going to be 22 years since then. 22 years. Look, a 22. That was a year that is practically when it started. But there was always an interlace there. And going back, an interlace to begin. In other words, it's been 22 years. Although, he had already said that 25 years earlier, that is since 1991, 2001, 2011, plus 5, 16, that was around 2015, around 25, 24 years. We have to see the date that email had, because he himself said there, write to him that he has about 24 to 25 years. And when we calculated, it fell on 91. In other words, there is something there with all of that. If he said it, that is because God showed him something. I was 17 years old. 17? 91, 92, 18. Yes, I was 17. We turned 18 in 92. Ah, yes. Because we got married in 92. In other words, that 91, I was 17 years old. There is something there because it felt right when I was 17 years old. 17 was the year of the 17th person. Brother Branham was baptizing. Well, so many beautiful things. And that God was carrying out in simplicity, in secret. And we didn't know until God has now opened that whole picture to us. But if it is one of our own, one who speaks like a common person, and we thank God that it was someone just like you, well, may God keep you and bless you and strengthen you. And remember, do not hesitate. Stronger trials will come along, stronger battles. Do not think it's going to be easy, but you have those strong feet. Remember, they are the feet of brass with Moses and Elijah. That is, there in the ages, he speaks about those feet of fine brass. And Revelation also talks about it. You have those strong feet, which are firm on what God is carrying out at this time. Romans 8, nor high nor deep, nor things present, nor things to come, nothing can separate us from the full fulfillment of the coming of the Lord to His church. In other words, from the fulfillment of what we are seeing, which was prophesied and foreshadowed by the Reverend William Branham. Those good tidings brought in the message of our brother and friend William Soto Santiago, and we are seeing the fulfillment of all those things. Nothing will separate us from the morning star. The morning star. May God bless you and keep you all. And all those who are gathered in all countries as well today. We will see each other tomorrow, God willing. and remember those who came, well, you've been greeted. And rather, we leave for the people who have a need. We desire no one to have a need, for everyone to be healed, that the whole church is fully healed. But there will come people with needs. They will desire a prayer for them. And they must leave with faith, believing. If they are healed at the moment, glory to God. And if they come out and are not, glory to God. Because the prayer was already made. God will then fulfill the promise at the moment that He has it in His program. But notice, later on, a moment will come in which they will come in and go out, come in and go out. See? They came in sick and came out healed. But notice, there is a way, and everything is progressive, 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 because the faith is also being tried. Well, may God bless you and keep you all. Thank you for being here for these moments and talking from the southern part of the Great Tent Cathedral. There is the east, west, north, and this is the south. Well, may God bless you and keep you. The greeting for, because he told me he was leaving today, William David's son. And he's about to leave, and I said, well, let us greet him, and because he's leaving today, I wasn't going to be able to greet him, so God bless you, William David, and greetings to the whole family there too. May God bless you greatly. Thank you.